We talked about the importance of telling the story. I know as one of your clients, I was happy to tell the story because I'm a professional storyteller, but not everybody's like me. You run into people sometimes that really don't want to talk about the very reason they've come in, right?
I had a lady that called me some years ago and she said, "Dr. Canine, I want to make an appointment." And I said, "Okay." And I put her time down, her day down, and she said, "I'll see you then." So the day came and she walked into my office and she sat down and I said, "Okay, I don't know a whole lot about you. Tell me why you wanted to meet with me." And she looked at me and she said, "My husband died." I said, "Okay, let's talk about that." She said, "I don't want to talk about it." I said, "Well, normally I have people talk about the death." She said, "I'm not talking about the death." I said, "Okay, let's start over again." I said, "Did your husband die?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Did you have a ton of years of marriage?" She said, "Yeah, something like 45, 50 years of marriage." And I said, "Well, isn't that worth talking about it?" And she looked at me. She said, "Dr. Canine, I do not want to talk about my husband's death." I said, "Okay, how about this? Tell me how the two of you met." She started to talk, and she talked for the entire 55 minutes. I literally did not say one word. And when she got to the end and she started talking about his diagnosis and talking about his death, she started to cry and she looked up at me through her tears and she said, "I guess I really did want to talk about it." And I said, "When we love someone, we want to talk about it. So maybe if you're having difficulty talking about it, start with the way you met. Start with your life in high school. Start with the wedding. Start with your first child being born. Start when your son or daughter was born. Start when you first realized he's my grandpa, she's my grandmother, and move on from there. But you do need to talk about the loss."
Why then, when somebody is coming in, this is obviously counterintuitive in the way my mind works, what psychologically prevents a person from wanting to talk about the reason that they're in such pain in the first place? You would think they come in and want to talk about them. What's the breakdown mentally that wants you to just put that aside and you need help, but you don't want to talk about the reason that you need help?
It's actually rooted in the way our society is today. We've talked about the fact that we need more death education. We need to make death actually come out of the closet and be open about death and talk about it in a realistic manner and not distort it. In reality, it is so painful to jump in at the time of the death that people, being hedonic and orientated towards pleasure rather than pain, they just try to avoid the pain. They don't want to do it. And that's why I think with this particular lady and the story I told, to start talking about something that was very pleasant and very wonderful, how her and her husband met, that got her off to a start and she was able to move in to the more painful moment of his death.
You as a therapist have to read every person that comes in, because I can tell that we're all very, very different. We should get into that in an upcoming segment.